Good morning. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. These words were spoken to Paul after he had seen the Lord on the road to Damascus and after he had fasted for 3 days. Paul, who was originally called Saul, was a prominent leader in the Jewish nation. He did not believe in Jesus. He thought Christians were disobeying the law of Moses. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, committed them to prison. Acts 8, verse 3. But something amazing happens. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the goads. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat or drink. Acts 9, 1-9. Many years later, Paul explained what happened after that. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me, and stood, and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. In the same hour I looked upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:12-16. We will closely examine this last verse. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Ananias first asked Paul, And now why are you waiting? Paul had seen the Lord. He had fasted. He believed in Jesus and realized that he was wrong. It was time for action. Years later, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Many people believe in Christ and are sorry for their sins, but they put off being baptized, even though they know it is a command of the Lord. When you read the book of Acts, which gives many examples of conversion, you will notice that people were baptized immediately, as soon as they believed in the Lord. They did this because they knew that baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 2:38, and to be joined to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. The people of Acts 2 were pricked in their hearts and asked, What can we do? Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then verse 41 tells us, Then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. The Philippian jailer was baptized the same hour of the night. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and if you want to dedicate your life to God and be saved, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. The word baptized is a transliteration of the Greek word baptizo, which means to immerse or dip. Bible baptism is an immersion in water. Churches that sprinkle or pour a little water on people are not following the Bible. What they do is not baptism. It is not immersion. In reality, they do not baptize people at all. Someone who has only been sprinkled or poured has not been baptized. He has not obeyed the Lord. Notice also that it says, Arise. A valid baptism must result from a personal decision to repent of sin and follow Jesus. Peter told the crowd in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. To repent means to turn away from sin and dedicate your life to God. A young child has not sinned, so cannot repent. He is innocent. He's not yet lost. How can he be baptized for the remission of sins? When well-meaning parents have their babies christened and think they are having them baptized, they are being deceived by false traditions that are contrary to the Word of God. No one can decide this for you. You yourself must arise and be baptized. You must make this important decision yourself. The Ethiopian eunuch, after hearing the gospel, asked Philip, "See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Acts 8:36-38. One may be baptized only if he believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if he is willing to confess his faith. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins. Even though Paul saw the Lord on the road to Damascus and believed in him, even though he had fasted for 3 days, his sins had not yet been washed away. That only happens when we're baptized into the death of Christ. This is explained by Paul in Romans 6:3-4. Do you not know that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we're buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. Through baptism, we gain access to his blood. Baptism, immersion, represents the burial and resurrection of Christ. We are baptized, we are immersed into his death. Then we rise from the water in the newness of life, having been reborn by the power of God's Spirit. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. The substance, water, has no magic power to wash away sins. The power is from God. Thus, when we are baptized, we must call on the name of the Lord for salvation. That is why we're commanded, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. Notice also that calling on the name of the Lord is something we must do ourselves. Our parents cannot do this for us. Baptism is not a cleansing of the body, but a cleansing of the conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After mentioning Noah's salvation through water, Peter explains it this way: "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism is not a meritorious work, but a gift of God to be received, the washing of regeneration that cleanses us and saves us by the blood of Christ. For we ourselves are also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:3-7. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. If there's any way we can help you, we want you to let us know. Before we close, I would like to extend to you a very special invitation to come and hear a series of lessons on Christianity and Islam. The speaker will be Bert Jones. Mr. Jones has spent some time in Muslim nations and is an able speaker on the subject. Some of the topics will be Islam then and now, the status of women in Islam, Islam in America, the God of Islam and the God of Christianity, Jesus and Muhammad, and an overview of the Quran. This series of lectures will run from May the 17th through May the 20th. On Sunday, May 17th, the services will be at 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and then at 6:30 p.m., and then 7 p.m. each evening, Monday through Wednesday. If you would like more information, call us at 330-682-3896 or go to our website at OrvilleChurchOfChrist.org. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.